And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 15th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of Robert Benchley, born Worcester, Massachusetts, 1889, went to Harvard, wrote for the Lampoon, went to New York, became a freelance writer, struggled for years, became managing editor of Vanity Fair, met Dorothy Parker and Robert Sherwood, and the three of them would go to lunch together at the Algonquin Hotel, and that's the beginning of the Algonquin Round Table. Worked as a drama critic for about 9 years, contributed to the New Yorker magazine, published more than 600 humorous essays, and in the 1930s went to Hollywood, worked on screenplays, made some short comic films, and began drinking heavily. Robert Benchley, who once said, "I know I'm drinking myself to a slow death, but then I'm in no hurry." And he did die of cirrhosis of the liver at the age of 56. It's the birthday of Agatha Christie, born in Torquay, England, 1890. She worked in a hospital dispensary, so she knew something about pharmaceuticals and poisons, which served her well as the author of more than 70 murder mysteries, including Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and her play The Mousetrap, which has been running continuously on the West End since 1952. It's the birthday of the physicist Murray Gell-Mann, born in New York City, 1929, child prodigy, went to Yale at the age of 15, earned his Ph.D. from physics from MIT, researched subatomic particles in the 50s and 60s, developed a way to categorize composite particles known as hadrons into 8 separate types. And smaller particles he christened quarks, a name he got from a line in James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake, 3 quarks for Muster Mark. He won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1969. Murray Gell-Mann, who's been called the man with 5 brains because in addition to his work in physics, he's helped to organize an environmental studies program. He's an expert on historical linguistics in his spare time, a rancher, a bird watcher, and a collector of antiquities. And it's the birthday of the first American novelist, James Fenimore Cooper, born Burlington, New Jersey, 1789. Grew up in Cooperstown, New York, town that his father founded, ran wild in the woods, went to Yale, was expelled, and became a novelist, best known for the Leatherstocking Tales, novels starring the frontiersman Natty Bumppo, a series that includes The Last of the Mohicans, made into a movie several times. Here's a poem for today by Edwin Romond, One Good Thing. It's been a dead parade of hours since 5 a.m., a march of the bland with the meaningless, and I can think of nothing I have done to merit mentioning or remembering. But now, at 8 p.m., I am bathing my son in a tub filled with bubbles and blue battleships. The soapy water over his Irish white skin makes him glisten like a glazed donut, and I should tell him to stop splashing. But this is the first time all day I have felt like living, so how can I scold my boy who's found joy in something ordinary as water? And when I wash his hair with Buzz Lightyear shampoo, Liam closes his eyes and smiles like a puppy being petted as I massage the sweet lotion into his red curls. And I know this is one good thing I have done with my life, this day that has waited for this moment of water on my sleeve and soap on my nose to turn emptiness into ecstasy. One Good Thing, a poem by Edwin Romond, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.